Goblin, everybody. We're off to a crazy start. I took the printer out of the basement. Tess's. And left us printerless.
Oh,
asshole.
We were printerless for a while, though, for a long time. We didn't have ink.
I know.
So we don't need it. We'll be fine.
But this is more human error. Opposed to a supply issue.
Huh.
Pretty fucking stupid.
Eh, whatever.
Duh. So, Skin's coming up in a minute as he's got his top 10 nude scenes of 2016.
Nice.
Text me Monday. You interested?
Who is
what? Are we interested?
Do you know he has a sponsor for it?
He does?
Yeah.
Really? He's going to read a sponsorship when we talk to him?
I don't know if he's going to. I don't know, but I just clicked on the sponsorship.
No kidding. Who's sponsoring it?
Oh, you really want to give him some free advertising?
Sure, why not?
MyFreeCams.com.
MyFreeCams?
The number one adult webcam community.
Well, good. I'm glad they're supporting Skin.
Click here to watch. Can I borrow your credit card real quick for something totally different?
Sure. Absolutely.
Oh, here wait. Maybe it's. Whoa, okay. Well, this is a fun site. These are all fake, aren't they? I think these people aren't really on.
Hey, what about every now and then when I go, yesterday somebody sent me, this is going to sound really silly, Madonna's early nude pictures, you know, when she had the armpit hair and the gigantic bush.
Ugh, yeah.
Oh, my God, what a bush.
Ugh.
Had you ever seen those, Brandon? You're a young guy.
I've seen them weren't they in that book?
Oh, yeah. No, wait, I don't know if they were in that book. They came out when she was just a young star.
I've seen them.
They were in the sex book.
They were in
Some of the early ones were in the sex book? Weren't they? Where she's like hitchhiking nude and with a huge...
Oh, no, she took those for the book.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. She's always had a huge bush then.
Well, these were the ones that she took for, I don't know what, for some photographer, and this guy released them as soon as she hit it big. He put them out there. He sold them to Hefner, I think. But anyway, oh, my God, her bush is so gigantic. It just goes on and on.
Ugh.
And seems to dominate her buttocks area as well.
Oh, what? She had a butt bush.
It's a lake. Yeah, she's got a butt bush.
A BH bush.
She does.
Shortened to
And
BH.
It's mean. It's something else.
It's mean.
It's mean, let me tell you. Anyway, so somebody sent me that saying, hey, a lot of your younger audience may not be aware of this because you referenced her armpit hair the other day. And I thought he made a good point. Because I forgot why that came up, but I said, oh, the armpit hair was gross. And some people, you know, 25-year-olds were going, huh, Madonna's armpit hair? Not knowing I was referencing those pictures. So anyway, when I clicked on the pictures, this thing comes up. It's like, what kind of women do you like seeing nude? I'm like, oh, I don't know. And I clicked on big tits. it says, how would you like to have meaningless sex with women who are within your zip code?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, sure. I'm interested. So I keep clicking yes to everything. You know, would you promise to use a condom? Oh, yeah, sure. So,
no!
Next thing you know, these pictures start coming up of women who live within like a 6-block area from me
really?
Who want to
wow.
fuck.
Aren't your neighbors hot, too?
They're pretty hot, I got to say. No, I skipped on a few of them, but...
No wonder we got a virus. This is funny. I clicked on that ad on... Skin, you know, and you can pick a chick, and there's a chat going on, and oh, so this chick's sitting there allegedly live playing with her boobs while this cat's grooming itself in the background, and the conversation is summer's very easy here, almost never gets above 35 in the summer, and a few days of 40 isn't bad. They're talking about the weather.
What?
Yeah,
it's really stupid.
Humidity.
So I typed are we gonna see something or what, and then it said that guests have been temporarily muted by them model, so I can log in or register free to chat.
I also I believe that one of the chicks in this, you know, the ones that live within 10 blocks of me and who want to fuck with no consequences, I believe one of them was trying to contact me.
What? That's not a real thing. It's not a real thing.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's real not
me.
Real.
let me guess. She said, hey, want to chat?
Think something like that. I was out of there. It's like, I am not going. This I should
it's
never have clicked on this thing in the beginning.
It's all phony.
No, it's totally fake. As if there's all these chicks who just put up nude photos who live within 6 blocks of me, just want a bone.
I know.
Meaningless fuck.
Well, they do. Some do.
I'm sure there might be one. And, of course, they're all hot.
And of course, they're going to find a guy by just putting an ad out on the internet for someone who happens
exactly.
to be, you know, just cruising the web that day. Not like they couldn't just go, you know, down to the a bar or a restaurant or Snapchat or...
Go home with anyone at any time.
Yeah. Speaking of Snapchat, did you see the story of... Brandon and I were laughing at this kid that banged his teacher in Texas. And then what he did is he was taking a test. She's 23, the teacher. He's 16. He's taking his test. He finishes his test. And he writes his Snapchat handle on the top of the page.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm assuming it's like Twitter. Brandon, do you know Snapchat handle? You're a millennial.
Yeah, it's similar to that.
So it's like at Brandon or whatever. He puts it on the top. She contacts him via Snapchat, and they're boning a few days later.
Yeah. Well.
The ball's on that kid, man.
What 16-year-old would do that? Yeah, I think it's skin time.
Brandon was speculating that he was just trying to get his brand out there. Here's the story. The two met a few days later and had sex on a park bench.
Jesus.
One or 2 weeks later, the teen and a friend then came to her apartment in McKinney, Texas, that she shared with her fiancé, who was away for the weekend.
My God.
Ferguson and the teens ate pizza, played beer pong, the teen said, and then he and Ferguson had sex while his friend took the dog for a walk.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, that's the best. That's the best friend ever, right?
These teachers are wild, man.
They had sex in the same apartment on several occasions during their relationship. The most recent occurrence was in the back of his pickup truck after a football game.
I just don't know. I mean, all these teachers get busted. I can't. What the fuck is going on?
Well, probably it's that friend who was walking the dog. Maybe he's not such a good friend.
Oh, yeah. If people get jealous, no doubt. They're pissed. Your friends are getting it.
Nice having to walk your teacher's dog while your buddy's nailing her.
I know. Muza. Hey, Skin's got his top 10 celebrity nude scenes of 2016. Jay's dialing him up.
His teacher's not that bad looking either.
No, they're all hot.
Yeah.
Skin, yeah. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just enjoying my White Sox right now.
Your White Sox?
Why, no Chris Sale?
Well, you guys obviously aren't on top of deals that
what
are
happened
going
now?
On right
I just
now.
Saw the four prospects for Chris Sale with the Red Sox. I know about that. And what? Now what?
That's old news, gentlemen.
Okay.
What happened?
Yeah, they just traded Adam Eaton to the Washington Nationals for their best pitching prospect. Is it Giolito or however you pronounce it?
Giolito?
Yeah, Giolito. Yeah, they got their number one pitching prospect, their number 3-1, and their number 6. And their number 3 is a 38. Top 100. So look out, White Sox in the future.
Yeah, in a couple of years.
Did you see who's interested in Verlander supposedly?
Who?
Washington.
What? Wait, how?
Washington.
Who are they going to have left to trade?
You got me. I don't. I mean, Washington. Look at that staff already.
Insane.
Yeah.
No.
Why does Washington have so much more money than anyone else?
I don't know. I don't believe that one.
I wonder what Washington's payroll is. They're paying Scherzer $30 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got Gio Gonzalez. They got Strasburg. It's a hell of a rotation.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's fun. You know, it's in that thing where, as a fan, you have a team like I was with the White Sox where they were good enough to be maybe a 500 team, but they didn't have the money or the wherewithal to get really good, and they had no prospects to get really good. So the only thing left to do is to sell these guys, and the White Sox had some incredible contracts with Sale and Quintana and even Adam Eaton that they could probably get even a little more value than normal because they're so locked in for long term at a good rate, you know.
What were they paying Sale?
Not a lot.
Yeah, his contract's actually
he had like a
$60 attractive.
Million deal for like 7 years or something.
I think there's 3 years left on it, and it's only about $20 million.
Well, who's their good?
Maybe.
Who's the good power hitter they signed out of Cuba?
Abreu.
Who, by the way, might be going to the Colorado Rockies for their best prospects. So,
Skin, yeah. do you want to get rid of that Abreu deal though? Isn't it like 6 years for $68 million
well,
or something?
The point. Well, listen, yeah, but what good's he going to do on a team of, you know, they're going to have a terrible team this year?
But he's a nice piece and he's cheap.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they could get young, fast, athletic players that'll be here for the next 5 years, you know?
I guess maybe you can swing a better deal because he's being paid less and he's committed, so maybe that
exactly.
enters into
any,
it.
And God, any player, whatever your stats are, time, you know, you get about a 10 to 15% boost in Colorado, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like him. I think he's a great hitter. And I mean, that contract is so nice. I was thinking the Tigers ought to get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
Where they
him. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens here. But it's kind of fun, you know. Listen, I don't have a being a Chicago baseball guy that likes the White Sox. You gotta pick your spots for enjoyment.
Yeah,
being
no doubt.
Being in Chicago and following baseball, is there a lot of moaning about the ticket prices going up for the Cubs?
29%.
Yeah.
Well, it just proves the Cubs scumbaggishness. But don't get me started on that.
But are people bitching about it, or they just don't care because they're Cub drunk?
They're bitching.
They're Cub fans. They don't even realize it yet. They'll realize it.
I know a couple of people who are pretty pissed, actually.
Really?
29%. Come on.
And they're adding seats.
Well, you support a team that loses for 107 years. They finally win. They're like, oh, now you're going to have to pay for it.
Hey, and just so you know, those weren't cheap tickets prior to the increase.
Thank
so you. Know.
No, they weren't. Hell no. So, yeah, so now they're going to get, you know, whatever. Anyway, so what else is going on in Chicago, Skin?
Other than my top 10 nude scenes of the year?
If there's any bigger news, just asking.
Yeah, no, it's, that's it. It's fun as you, you know, every year I always worry, like, you know, oh man, this was such a great year for nudity. Next year, there's no way it could be as good. And then every year at the end of the year, I'm like, this is the greatest year ever in nudity. You know?
Skin can't sleep at night. He's so worried about the prospects for the coming year.
And then we were, and I know I've talked to you guys about this, but this is hot off the press from my content department. Do you guys know that there's currently 105 active television shows, meaning they haven't been canceled. There'll be another season, or in a season. 105 active television shows across 35 networks that have nudity right now.
Wow,
105.
What network? If I gave you the top five, I'll say them out of order here. I'll give you the top five. You tell me which of these has the most shows for nudity.
Oh,
Starz Network.
I was gonna say, can
HBO,
I just guess?
Netflix, Amazon, or Showtime?
Starz.
What do you say, Drew?
Well, Netflix, I'm going to say HBO.
HBO's in second place. HBO has 11 shows that feature nudity that's active right now. They got Ballers, Game of Thrones, Girls, High Maintenance, a bunch of other shows.
Yeah, Starz doesn't have enough original ones. So
no,
Starz
doesn't have enough.
I guess
they
Showtime.
Have seven, which is still good.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Netflix, 15 current shows.
Really?
House of Cards, Marco Polo, Orange is the New Black. Even that Chelsea show, Chelsea Handler showing her cans on a regular basis.
Is she really?
Black Mirror, Bloodline. They have 15 shows Netflix does with nudity. How great is that?
Wow. Hey, do you watch Orange is the New Black?
I watch the nude scene. My wife watched the actual show.
Yeah, it's a chick show.
Does anyone like that show?
Chicks.
I know. Well,
oh, yeah,
I know.
No, chicks dig that show.
I watched it... let's see. Just one weekend, I watched about 7 or 8 episodes, and I'm going, okay, where's the good part?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Just didn't do it for me.
Chick show.
I guess
Yeah, listen, it's definitely geared more to chicks, so maybe that was the problem. But they put out some really good nude scenes on that show. I never have a problem with the nudity. So it's been a great show for what I do for a living. Even the star of the show, Taylor Schilling, you know, joins in the fun. They even got Laura Prepon, the girl from that 70s show with the big jumbo jacks.
Really?
To do some nice lesbo stuff with Taylor Schilling.
Sweet.
And Boob, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to take the good with the bad, because I've been called into the room a couple times. My wife, she says, come in here. You're missing Bush or something like that.
Yeah.
No one's ever said that.
I walk in, and there's like a 50-year-old... huge, you know, 250-pound woman showering, and she's like, ha ha, gotcha.
Yeah, there's a few, there's a few chubbers in there every once in a while, because it
chubbers.
Is a woman's prison. But overall, the girls are really hot on the show. There's a scene where, you guys got to check it out on my website, where Laura Prepon is laying on her back on a table, and Taylor Schilling is munching box.
I've seen it. I think it was nominated last year for the top 10 list, wasn't
it? Yeah, you guys got
I'm not joking. I think it was.
The girlfriend experience has some great nudity.
Hey, it's funny you mention that.
You're a fan of that show,
I am,
right?
Yeah, I like that show.
That actually made, while we're on the subject, it made number 4 on my list of the best nude scenes of the year, 2016. And Riley Keough's the star of the show. She plays a Manhattan call girl. They did a movie with Sasha Grey in 2009, and this is like the TV version of the movie. And man, we counted 24 nude scenes in the season that were, and a lot of them were very graphic. The picture that I sent you guys when I sent you guys the list prior to my interview, if you look. This is. Oh, by the way, Riley Keough's Elvis's granddaughter. Mm-hmm. Did you know that, Drew?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
she's pretty hot. I mean, I do see a little
really
Elvis
hot.
In there.
There's one scene where a guy unloads on her stomach,
that's the one I'm watching.
They showed
right now.
It. Yeah, pearl necklace on her stomach. Pretty wild.
And, damn.
Yeah. How do they do that in Hollywood? What do they use?
I don't know. There's a guy that's like job is to mix the perfect. like he has to mix a concoction so it looks like jizz.
Well, you know how they look. You know they use baby laxative for cocaine. I just wonder if there's some guy that.
Yeah, I don't know what they.
I take some school paste
they
and I water it down. I don't know. What
you know,
use.
I remember on Girls about two or three seasons ago, Adam Driver was with Sherry Appleby and he like pulled out and then jerked off on her chest.
Yeah,
and it was so stunning to see goo on HBO. Because you really don't see it. I mean, think about it. You don't see goo, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, so then now they did it this season on The Girlfriend Experience. You know, hopefully you don't get that on your blue suede shoes either, but it was pretty messy load there. Yeah.
I'm expecting somebody to come up with the whatever the recipe is. It seems like we'd know
how
that.
How cool would it be to, like, someone, you go to Reddit or something and say, hey, guys that work on a movie set, when you use goo, what is the, you know, what is it?
I gotta tell you, the best part about that scene was how quick that guy was getting out of there.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Oh, afterwards, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, the scene's like a minute seven, and the situation happens, I don't know, what, 10% in, and then by the end of it, he's got his pants on, he put his shirt on, bolt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's paying for it.
Oh, that's true.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
about that.
The customer's always right.
Absolutely. She's not much to hang around for afterwards. I hate to say that, but
it's just
true. In my opinion, I mean, I know she's playing a character, but I just don't find her terribly intriguing when she's not screwing.
Yeah.
It's a weird story, though. I don't know. I got behind intentionally so I could binge watch, so I got some catching up to do. I'll let you know what I think. But anyway... the list, these pictures are great, by the way, but why don't you take us through it?
Yeah, thanks. And by the way, also, I was kind of excited. So not only have we launched this week the top 10 nude scenes of 2016, and my guys did a great job. We have all this stuff's for free if you want to check it out. And I got to say, my guys, design-wise, everything great. But we also got a huge sponsor, MyFreeCams. Yeah, MyFreeCams.com, which was really cool. And, man, they're paying to be a sponsor of the top 10 news scenes of the year, which is really cool.
We were discussing your sponsor before we called. Yeah. Mark was checking them out.
Yeah, Drew.
Yeah, I didn't really. I've always heard about them, but I really went in, I dove in this week to really check them out because they were kind enough to be a sponsor. And it's this huge adult webcam community, and I guess thousands of women set up these live webcams, and you could just kind of bop around, and it's free to check it out, and I'm like, holy geez, I had no idea so many women had set up shop there.
I know.
It's really neat. And some are just like, it's not all like sex and weirdness, you know, from that regard. Some are just cooking or working out, and it's, you could just watch them work out or cook. It's kind of crazy.
Mark seems to be enjoying the sponsor.
Well, no, I'm looking at number 10 on the list, and it might be the most ridiculous nude scene I've ever seen. It's about to, I got to back it up for you, Drew. Is there audio, Jay?
Oh, yeah, because I think it's great that you're watching the video of this because the pictures, I've tried to make the pictures show
what?
Just what? How crazy this is, but you really got to see the video.
What is this from? I've never heard of The Bronze.
All right. Okay, so number 10 on the best nude scenes of 2016 is Michelle Durstein filling in as a body double for Melissa Rauch. And Melissa Rauch plays Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory, and... in this movie, she plays a former bronze medalist that's training an up-and-coming gymnast. And this is, without question, the most graphic, crazy, and intensely aggravating thing I've ever seen in my life. The problem was it was so graphic and crazy and acrobatic that they needed a real acrobat. So this Michelle Durstein's like a Cirque du Soleil chick. So, Drew, picture... Well, you could watch the scene, but for your audience, it's like... almost like you have an Olympic gymnast caliber guy, just Olympic gymnast caliber girl doing a incredible routine, except that they're naked and they end up in different sexual positions, bopping all over a motel room.
Yeah, it's like they're doing gymnastics. They just happen to be having sex.
They must have practiced that quite a few times.
And then the best part is the guy from Silicon Valley's in at the end of it. I don't know why.
Oh,
but he's doing this scene.
Yeah, well, she's like, she's looking out the window, getting banged from behind, and the guy from Silicon Valley's walking in. Yeah.
By the way, Jay had my three cams on his.
Screen
while you're looking at that over there, and I'm getting very distracted by my free cams. Jeez.
Did you sign up?
Not yet.
Is Jay chatting away?
No, we're just looking. But
what's the fun in that?
Pretty nice cams on there. Not bad at all.
You're seeing nice cans on the cams?
Absolutely. Jeez. I mean, that's usually, I just think of webcams as being Skankville, USA, but there's some...
Oh no! I was looking at it. There's definitely some incredibly beautiful women on that. So yeah, it's pretty cool that they were willing to sponsor this top 10. I'm very, very honored, Drew.
This is a dumb. They got a nice plug on our podcast too, by the way, because we were talking about it. Like I said before,
that's true.
What does if somebody is a little down in their luck between jobs and they decide, you know, I've got a great body, why don't I just get a webcam? What does a chick make for doing that?
You know what? I don't know the answer, but I do know that. There are girls that literally this is all they do and make a lot of money. Now, I do not know. I'm sure there's girls there that kill it, and there's girls that are, like, just struggling, but, you know, not our problem, right?
No, I was just curious. I mean, you always wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe in some cases it's just good side revenue, you know, to offset, you know, maybe you have a regular job, but you do this on the side also. It doesn't have to be your full-time occupation.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a ton of people who don't do a whole lot.
I think the play is you got to find a whale, you know, that really digs. Right?
Yeah, just a couple guys that are on there all the time.
Yep.
Who will watch you while you're cooking and while you're doing your aerobics, and even when you're not nude, they want to check you out, which I can't imagine why anyone would waste their time doing that, but whatever.
Yep.
Okay. Didn't mean to interrupt the top 10. Where were you?
Yeah, no problem. Well, number 9 on the list, and Mark probably knows her because he's a younger gentleman, Ashley Green in Rogue. Rogue is a show from the Audience Network, which is a DirecTV original programming, and she's best known as Alice Cullen from the Twilight movies. Twilight movies have a big, big following, so I'd always get asked about Ashley Green, and she had never done a nude scene until she just showed up in the fourth season of this Rogue. Unexpectedly, and then showed her cans, and they were fantastic. I didn't know Ashley Green had such great breasts.
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just checking her out, too.
I mean, great actress.
That's a nice little
really
scene
nice.
There, Skin.
Really nice.
That's, you know, I'm surprised you had to lose all that sleep. This looks like it was a pretty good year.
Yeah, we're only at, that was only number 9. So number 8 was, I love this scene from, if you're a Game of Thrones guy, you might remember in season 6 this year, Elaine Powell. She played the actress in the stage show that was mocking Sansa Stark. She was playing Sansa Stark, and she and her younger sister, the actual Sansa Stark's younger sister, was there watching it, and it was it was very unsettling for her. But this girl's breast just completely stole the show, and she's beautiful, Elaine Powell. And when I do my Anatomy Awards next February for best breast, this will have a great shot at winning.
Yeah, that is, wow, damn.
Those are real.
Nice set of hooters you got there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I don't get fooled by fake boobs very often. Do you, Skin?
Not anymore. I'm pretty, you know.
Yeah. I think he was borderline insulted by that question, Drew.
I'll tell you what. It's a lot harder these days to tell Bush if it's real or fake.
It's Merkin. All fake.
Breasts is, I feel pretty good about breasts, but Merkins make life really difficult here.
There is a Merkin coming up on the list I saw. So.
Yeah.
They do make, I think they're so much better at making fake boobs than they used to be, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, the pros.
But bad robo-hooters are so easy to stop.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah. Number 7, Jodi
Balfour.
Jodi Balfour and Quarry. Now, if you guys remember the show Banshee that used to air on Cinemax that ended last year, they started... The same people that did Banshee started a show called Quarry, and this Logan Marshall Green plays like a Vietnam vet, and it's set in 1972. So he returns home, and if you remember, a lot of the vets back then took a lot of shit. And The good news is he has his girlfriend, Jodie Balfour, and they had a bunch of great sex scenes in their first season. And she's really hot. She's from South Africa, by the way, and we're big fans of her after the first season on Quarry.
Yeah, it's a sweet scene, no doubt.
She's really good.
There's a lot of
number six,
a lot of newcomers
on the list. You got to really watch this video because it's so hot. It's Vail Bloom in a movie called Too Late. Now she, you might, any of your listeners that watch soap operas might remember her as Heather Stevens on Young and the Restless for 4 years. But she did this, you know, she got into, you know, movies and did this Tarantino style crime flick called Too Late. And this is my favorite casual nudity scene of the year. She walks around her home while talking to her husband, and she's just wearing a black shirt with high heels and nothing else. Mm-hmm. You're seeing bush and butt, and it really is a very sexy scene as she walks around her condo and goes on for quite some time in natural light, which is always important.
No, I'm with you all the way on that. I think Mark is appalled by the bush.
It's unfortunately, that's definitely a real bush.
I know, Mark. Yeah, that's real, and but it's not like as big as the next one. But this is
this is American.
I think this is a good compromise bush, Drew, where I don't think it's overwhelming, and yet Mark's still complaining because she has some hair.
I'm with you, Skin. I don't have a problem.
The next one's the American we were talking about.
Yeah, right? Number five on the list of my best nude scenes of 2016. Number five is Olivia Wilde in Vinyl, and I know, Drew, I was just thinking Vinyl was going to be a kick-ass show for many years. It was going to be awesome about the rock and record, you know, scene in the 70s. And we were all excited with Scorsese and Mick Jagger and all this. And then it gets canceled after 1 year. But it was kind of shitty. Did you try to watch it?
I tried. I watched every episode, Skin. I so tried. The main character was not likable at all.
Yeah, Bobby Cannavale. Yeah,
yeah, he's
and
terrible.
Olivia Wilde played his wife. And there was a scene where she met a photographer at a party, and then he gets her to do some posing, and she stands in front of him, Olivia Wilde, completely naked. And now this normally would have been like my number one nude scene of the year because she's beautiful, it's full frontal, it just was sexy as hell. But she wore a merkin because, you know, it was set in 1973, so they had to be realistic. And she was joking around that it was like walking around in a bikini. She called it a fur-kini. But it was just... you know, so basically, the breasts and butt are her, but that hair is store bought.
Yeah, it's still a great scene, though. No problem whatsoever. But that show was so disappointing. Are they coming back with another season of that?
No, it's done.
It's done. Okay, there's no fixing it, in my opinion.
No, I don't know how you would have.
But it's such great material. I mean, that's so fascinating. We all want to know what was happening in the record industry in the early days and how it worked, and they just really fucked it up.
I agree.
Do you remember Jagger? Did you see Jagger's kid on the show, by the way?
Yeah, I thought he was good.
I did, too. I thought he had he was kind of a tertiary character, but he wasn't bad.
No, it was a punk rock band he was the lead singer of.
Yeah, and he was a left-handed guitarist.
At Juno Temple, yeah.
Yeah. All right, number four.
Well, number four, we talked about Riley Keough and the girlfriend experiences, Elvis's granddaughter
great
with the
scene.
Glue on her stomach. Anyway, so that was number four. Now, number three is Yvonne Strahovski in Manhattan Night. She played Sarah Walker on Chuck on NBC from 2007 to 2012. That's probably what she's best known for. She also did a season on Dexter as Hannah that was trying to poison Dexter's sister, I believe, if I remember correctly. And then, I get asked about her, or had been asked about her all the time. She had never done an official nude scene. Her stuff on Dexter was more strategic. She gets with Adrian Brody, believe it or not. Starts in the shower. She's masturbating in the shower. He spies on her. Then she busts him. It's probably because his nose got in the way. And then next thing you know, they're in the hallway, and he's banging her. And I got to tell you, it really, really is a sexy, sexy scene. It goes on for a good amount of time, too.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Very solid.
Yeah, I figured Mark would like her.
I remember her from Dexter. They ended up killing together.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about Dexter. Yeah.
Went to the bathroom.
So that was number
three.
So the number two nude scene of 2010. This was really it's one of those shows you probably don't even know exists, but we really dug it here. It's called Easy, which is a Netflix original programming. It's like an anthology. Every episode, I think they did 8 episodes total. Each episode is a different case. And this particular one had Malin Ackerman, girl you might know from The Watchmen, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Billions.
Also, Kate Micucci, who's the Oates half of the musical comedy duo Garfunkel and Oates. And then Orlando Bloom in a incredibly hot but also funny and realistic menage scene. And the reason I say it was realistic is, so Malin Ackerman and Orlando Bloom are married. They meet this Kate Micucci, which is her real name, on Tinder, and she comes over for a suburban three-way, but unfortunately their baby's upstairs, and they have the baby monitor going in the room, and they have to keep running upstairs to go tend to the baby. So there's sex. It's also like kind of like, hey, man, if a three-way in the suburbs happened, this is probably how it would go down. So, but it was awesome, and there's all three of them got very, very naked and very very hot sex.
Yeah, no complaints here.
I'm watching the clip, and all I'm thinking of is, come on, get nude.
Like, yeah, just take a while.
Get nude.
Getting the clothes off, definitely taking some time.
No, it goes on. It's a long, long scene. We can only show so much of it, but it was really good.
And then this number one scene.
Oh, very, very talked about scene.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, I want to stress that not only was this an amazing nude scene, it's definitely the most talked about nude scene of 2016 and why I chose it as number one, because there was a lot of people that loved it, a lot of obviously people bitching and moaning about it, but it's the orgy scene in Westworld from episode 5. I can tell you guys it's the greatest orgy scene in TV history, but it's also the only orgy scene in TV history. It's it goes on for like 4 straight minutes. They use like 50 extras, and the extras had to sign consents for genital to genital contact. So you figure if you sign that, you're feeling pretty good. It's going to be a pretty hot scene, and yeah, it just was. Every room you're looking in, there's incredibly graphic sex going on. But the other thing, too, is they got only hot chicks. Like, there were no threes and fours. They were only the, you know, nines and tens.
Because they're androids.
And I guess they paid them well, and they were willing to go the extra mile. And this orgy scene was definitely number one in 2016.
Yeah, I cannot believe how many nude women there are in that scene. And it just goes on and on and on. And you're right, they're all hot. So.
Yeah, you will have to see some man ass, but hey, it's an orgy. I didn't say it was a lesbian orgy. It was an orgy.
MrSkin.com, you can go see them all. And I got to tell you, those are some great scenes, no doubt. I mean, there wasn't...
Yeah, it was a good year. Another great year in nudity. And we already got like, tons of great stuff we're looking for in 2017. They got Twin Peaks is going to be coming out.
Sweet.
And Girls Season 6. You got Game of Thrones next year coming out again. Another 50 Shades movie. Lots of great stuff to look forward to in 2017.
Hey, Mark, what was the clip we watched the other day of the somebody hacked into Rose McGowan?
Rose McGowan.
I'm sure you saw that.
Her sex tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a... Remember, she was once dating Marilyn Manson, so that should kind of put it in perspective for you. But
I still thought she was quite a gamer. I was impressed.
Yeah,
what's her best nude scene?
She's done some crazy nudity.
Yeah, so you have a best scene in a movie?
Well... She did a bunch of stuff. The Doom Generation in 1995 was when we first discovered her. But she did this thing called Wild Rose, which was like a... God, I don't even know if it was like a... I can't call it a movie. It was like some crazy modeling. I don't know what the hell she was doing, but she got completely full frontal naked, and we have it at the website. It's not even something that you would... I don't even know if you could rent it, but we have it at the website. Huh.
Do you have any trouble?
I don't know what the hell she was doing.
Do you have any trouble recalling all these? Because it's amazing. You know, from day one, when we first had you on, you could always tell us 43 minutes in, you know, turn the brightness up a little bit. It's left boob. It's not that great. Or, you know, you always had all these things in your brain. But now, 15, 16 years later, are you still finding it that easy to recall these scenes?
Yeah, pretty much so. You know, think about this, though. When you first met me, I didn't have as much nudity to remember.
Yeah,
exactly.
We've had 17 years of nude scenes since I first talked to you. So, not you know, I've had to memorize all the stuff from the 17 years since we met. So, it's tougher now than it was then.
Jay, is this my free cam?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You guys are still on my free cam.
There's some good stuff going on over here, I'm telling you, Mark.
Yeah.
Great sponsor, Skin.
Yeah, no, we're really happy about it. And, Very honored to have my myfreecam.com
sponsor. Had a bunch of people mention that you mentioned us on your podcast.
Of course. Wow. Yeah, I talk about you a lot, and that's really cool. I'm glad. You know, I'm about 21 or 2, I don't even know how many episodes. I only do it once a week, not like you do, but I'm having a blast doing it, and we're getting, you know, lots of people downloading our podcast, and I really enjoy it. I kind of update every Monday what happened over the weekend in nudity and any nudity nuggets that happened for the week. So I really enjoy doing it, and I do have a much bigger appreciation for what you guys do for a living.
Well, it's nice to get a plug like that because we podcasts have to stick together for sure.
Yeah, us podcasters. No, yes. But I enjoy listening to yours. And it's funny, I was in Detroit over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of people that listened to your podcast that I ran into that said they enjoyed it. So what goes around comes around, you know?
Yeah, no, it's going great. And everybody, if you want to see the top 10 or if you want to see anything at all, go to MrSkin.com. They're still kicking ass after all this time. And Skin, thanks so much for the top 10. And
I wanted to ask you one thing before you went, though, Skin. The podcast, you do it with Steve Dahl's kid, right? Is it Matt?
Well,
or Mike?
Matt Dahl's my executive producer, okay. And I have a guy in New York, a comedian, Jimmy Fallon, and then Andrea Lowell, who you guys might know. That's did Playboy Morning Radio. I used to go on her show for years. So it's Jimmy, me, and Andrea, and I just need. I love having people there to talk to, so that while they it's kind of like they're interviewing me about all the nude scenes that happened over the weekend.
Did Matt happen to see Drunk History last night? Because they did one on Disco Demolition Night.
We were talking about it at the office. I actually watched it with Bob Odenkirk.
It was great.
Really cool.
Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, Drew, you'd appreciate it because it's when you were, you know.
Oh, no,
you were
Chicagoan
when that was going down.
I remember that.
The best part was Patton Oswalt by far.
Yeah, wasn't Patton Oswalt great?
Odenkirk changing his voice, too, which, I don't know, it was really good. It's really funny. Colin Hanks
really
playing Dahl.
Yeah.
Colin Hanks is Dahl.
He looked like him, though, because he had the wig on. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Skin, great stuff. MrSkin.com. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. See you, Skin.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
MrSkin.com. Still killing it.
Oh, man.
Still killing it. I tell you, my free cam.
Still
cams.
On my free cam? Wow.
Yeah, Jay's been locating some pretty good activity.
Jay, once you wrestle Drew's credit card away from him, can you pass it over here? Or just let me know what the password is.
My credit card is loose, actually.
It is?
Yeah, well, we had to order the Grandy Ballroom book.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk to Leo Early, which I'm excited about.
Nice.
The 222-page book on the Grandy Ballroom and all the great shows. Well, you know what I can't understand about the Grandy Ballroom? Ever since I've lived in Detroit, which is 91, late 91, just celebrated 25 years, especially the first 10 years I was here, always heard about, oh, my God, the Grandy Ballroom. The Grandy Ballroom, the best shows. Everybody played there, and they did. Led Zeppelin played there. The Who played there. Everyone played there. Why did it end?
Yeah.
What happens? And there was, of course, East Side. I think it called, was it the theater called East Side? Beautiful theater. Maybe that's not the right name. Another great theater, though, around the same area that did a lot of great shows. And I think it lasted longer than the Grandy.
What year did it really end?
The Grandy Ballroom?
Yeah.
I want to say like late 70s, but it might have had another life after that.
Yeah, I wonder what it was that killed it.
You know, it's like, got to be.
Where did the business go?
I suspect that it's just about Detroit dying.
Yeah, a lot of theaters shuttered.
Because Detroit was on that horrible downswing for so long. It took so many things with it. If you read about these buildings, there was a book I got a while ago, and I can't remember the name of it, but, God, it was the greatest book.
It's like a picture book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking through that. Yeah,
wasn't that cool?
Uh-huh, very cool.
And it had the story of all the great buildings of Detroit and what happened, in most cases, what happened to them. And they described these people who tried to revive it, bring it back. They rehabbed it. It had a new life for another 8 years. And then in 1997, it died again. And, you know, somebody bought it a couple years ago, and they're waiting to rehab it. And then maybe
now Dan Gilbert owns it.
Yeah, Dan Gilbert owns about 17 of them.
The worst example, is it the Michigan Theater that's now a indoor parking lot?
Oh, the Michigan Theater
is that what it's called? Yeah. It's one of the big grand theaters down there.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's just a parking garage now. Like you drive into the lobby.
You know, I just would think of the Grandy Ballroom with the reputation that someone would have, of all the things that have been redone, that would be one that somebody would go to the trouble to do. You know, maybe there's not
Must as not much, be enough money into it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. There's just not as much money to be made in a small theater like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got the beginning of rock and roll, because the art form was just starting in really 65, 66. I mean, 64, when the Beatles hit, that's when it all blows up.
Yeah.
And maybe it takes another year or two for the, you know, for the concert venues to really be loaded up all the time.
Great.
That takes us to 66. So, you know, the Granny Ballroom's heyday seems to be like 68, 69, 70, 71.
65?
Yeah, 65. Sure.
It's not in the greatest location. I mean, it's not in the area where everything's getting built up now either.
Dan Gilbert actually has on that one of those corners of that building is redone, I believe.
On the Grandy?
I think so. I don't think the Grandy's a standalone. I think it's part of another building. I'm trying to think of what it is, though. It's related to, like, the Institute of Music, maybe?
Really?
Is there a Detroit okay. Institute of Music?
I can look it up.
Yeah, take a see if it's on there. Jay's enjoying my free can.
Still?
He's doing a hell of a job over here.
Chatting.
I don't mean to embarrass you, Jay. I'm enjoying it as much as you are.
I'm just looking to see if there's any, like...
yeah. Oh, any what?
Well, that is
penetration.
That is the problem. Oh, really? Oh, well. My.
Whoa.
If you look hard enough.
All right.
Oh, boy.
That is the disappointing thing about a webcam. How much can a person do to keep one amused? Well, in my case, not too damn much.
She is sitting on that thing.
Because it's like, yeah, she is. She's taking a seat.
Hey! She does not want to be doing that.
No, it's not going in very easily. Seems to me there's a lot of work involved.
She can redecorate that room a little bit.
Phone's ringing. Her cell phone's gone.
Thank you so much, Woody.
Oh, God, knock it off.
Honestly, is she in the desert or something?
Why? Because that nondescript room?
Well, no, I mean, because... things seem to be
because really dry. Yeah.
Does it let you know how many people are currently watching? Is there like a tally somewhere?
Well, she just said thank you to somebody. I assume they donated.
She's watching the tab.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's 68 people watching.
Okay.
So somebody left. I'm tempted to leave just to say this sucks.
What are the comments, Drew? On the right there.
Well,
you want it deeper.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I want.
Oh, my God. Just think about that guy typing that.
Sugar, beautiful.
All those guys are rock hard right now typing that with one hand.
Meow, honey.
There's going to be tons of typos because they're only using one hand.
So sweet.
Oh, knock it off.
I think you need to fuck yourself with that cock, baby.
There's finally some guy breaks through.
Then the next guy comes in.
I think she's doing a pretty good job of that.
What a bunch of idiots.
Go ahead, throw a comment Jesus. In there, Drew.
Oh, who put the emojis on there? Knock it off.
Yeah, there's emojis, too.
Child.
You want to type something in, Jay? Like, what is it? Is she in the desert? It seems awful dry.
Oh, because you're a guest. You're muted.
Oh,
so you
okay.
You can't do anything.
Too bad.
In the desert.
What a wonderful site for sponsoring Mr. Skin.
Skanks.
God, guys, we love skanks, don't we?
Well, they can certainly amuse for a little bit of time.
I have no problem with skanks.
I have limited patience with skanks.
I never understood slut shaming. There's nothing wrong with being a little slutty.
No, it's okay. It serves a purpose. It's a demographic.
Sure.
It's a psychographic. There's just so many people on these cameras. Jay keeps scanning it. Oh, my God. And it's okay. I just was pointing at it. How many fucking people do this? It's got to be thousands and thousands and thousands. But I'm like Skin. I just didn't think there were attractive women doing it. It was mostly skanks. Skanks for the memory.
Well, you think if you're like super hot or attractive and you're doing stuff like although it's not, you're not getting banged. Right.
Well, that one girl was. Herself. That's the only person I've seen. That's
she's
why
playing with herself, though.
That's why I don't get. You know, Skin was saying how you need a whale. In other words, you need somebody who gets obsessed with you and starts watching 24 hours a day. They'll sit and watch you fucking sleep on a webcam. They'll watch you do anything, and the cash starts to pile up when somebody stays on there for long periods of time. And eventually you get 20, 30, 40 people who are like, yeah, I'm just living for this this webcam. I love this chick. I'll let you do anything. Next thing you know, they're making $1,000 a week or something.
But so far, all of them, they're staring at you, staring at them. They're not doing anything.
Yeah. They're Come on. Earn it.
Do something.
Yeah, make something happen, bitch.
Make something happen.
Let's go. But, you know, and how bored would you be of making something happen for your webcam audience?
It's your job.
Pretty sick of it. Exactly. Well, yeah, it is your fucking job. Let's go.
Although, if you do what you love, it's not really a job, right?
Yes, if you have passion for it.
I wish that girl has very little.
Oh, man. Jay just went by some fatso. Did you see her, Jay? Look at that tub.
Was she eat on camera for
tubbo.
People?
Tubbo. I'll watch you diet.
Oh, she's a new model, too.
I mean, seriously. If I don't see some choices being made in terms of dieting,
click on her. Right, let's see what
I'm not staying on there too long.
See how many people she has watching her.
How's the diet going?
Eight. Eight individuals.
Eight people. Eight chubby chasers. And she's dancing. She's in her bra dancing. With pigtails.
Get out of here.
But she's a tub of goo. Who made you think you should have a webcam? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's not the kind of whale we're talking about, honey. Beat it.
Jay.
What'd you tell you?
Jay.
Get a job.
Jay. Oh, that is her job.
Oh, it posted?
Oh, it posted.
Oh, man. Oh,
well, you know.
I don't want to look at her reaction. She's reading it.
Oh.
She didn't respond.
Oh, she's going to start crying.
She didn't look any unhappier than she already looked. I'm telling you, she looks miserable.
Jay! Jay!
Oh, man.
Oh, I actually feel bad.
I didn't think Jay had it in him.
You're cyber bully.
I feel bad for her now.
Go ahead, go off of this chick.
She just, I don't know.
Yeah, boy. Well, that's what she does. I mean, they want comments. Nobody else was commenting.
Look, we brought two more people to the room.
There's 10 people. Yeah, Jay's shaking it up.
Yeah.
He's making things happen.
And setting a poor example. That poor lady. She's obviously got herself to feed.
Yes, she does.
I have a family to feed, myself.
I'm not getting that. I'm like, who told her, what made her think, yeah, you should have a webcam. You should be nude on camera all the time.
Whoa!
What?
That chick's...
And we got somebody else who's trying to get some new visitors.
Oh, my...
She...
I just don't think she's that hot.
That one?
I
can't.
She's just doing work.
Barely.
Oh, wow.
She's trying.
Fuck.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah.
So fucking
yeah, a lot of work for 30 views.
Oh,
just because she loves her job.
Oh my god,
well, she is working hard.
What does that say?
31 people. Let's see what the comments.
I missed that dick.
Fake.
Yes, I've been temporarily muted by the model. Why?
Because you're not a member.
Room topic. Cure me with your tips, guys.
I'm traveling.
Naughty Swoo just tipped her that. Two tokens.
Turn on. Huh?
Now what?
Ew. I'll see you pick things off of that.
I know. That was kind of gross. She's got her little toy, and apparently some fuzzies or something got on there.
Do you see that GIF, up at the very top there?
Yeah.
In the comments?
Oh,
what is that?
It's, ew.
Ew, gross, Brandon. Why'd you have to point that out?
I don't know. It was there.
Share me with your tips, guys. I mean, jeez, could you be more obvious? I thought you were doing this because you loved me. Thought you really wanted to entertain me.
She's one of the hot local models.
It's all about the tips.
One of the hot locals that wants to hook up with you, Drew.
Oh, I hadn't seen her in the group that I saw last time. Maybe she'll be in the next group.
Do you ever wonder, like, if her roommates are home?
I know. Wouldn't you hate that if somebody in your house was becoming a webcam
I gotta
chick?
Go work, yeah. I'll be right back. I gotta go work.
Yikes.
Could you imagine, though, like, if you could just go into a room and beat off for, like, 15 minutes of people, you know,
make a few thousand bucks.
Turn the camera on.
Let me see your tips. All right. And then Jay comes in and
show
cyber
your dick.
Yeah, Jay cyber bullies you. I mean, it'd be hard for a girl not to do this in a way, right?
But you're right, though. Guys will get, you know, they'll become infatuated with a certain webcam chick. They'll come back almost every day. They'll always be throwing those tokens, which she can redeem for cash.
How stupid would you feel, though, if you realize, God, I'm spending like $1,200 a month on my webcams.
But you know, guys do this not just on webcams and online stuff. Guys do this like with waitresses and stuff like that. I've known waitresses who, you know, they say, hey, I'm going to Vegas for the weekend because some regular's taking me and, you know, a couple of my girlfriends. And
wait, they're not their boyfriend or something?
No, not at all. I've known a couple girls where
they're just a sugar daddy who eats at the restaurant?
Pretty much. They're just a regular at the restaurant and they're taking them to a trip to, you know, Fort Lauderdale for
a week. They're not going to get any.
Maybe not, but that guy's going to go and he's going
to
give him
I'm
a free
just happy
ride.
To hang out with her. I got a hot girl on my arm.
Yeah, maybe buy her
arm candy everywhere I go.
Down there.
I was listening to, do you know what This American Life is? That nerdy NPR podcast. Have you ever heard of it?
I don't know. I've heard of it. You know what? I think I've seen it on the list.
They did a thing, an episode called The Heart Wants What It Wants, and they had a story about this guy who would put ads in the back of magazines for like pen pals with women, and he would totally play these guys so much that he got sued for fraud.
Oh, it was a dude pretending to be
all different kinds of chicks and made up this kind of this Xanadu of beautiful women that all lived together. Well, people started showing up to where it was at. He got sued for fraud, and in the fraud case, he had some of the people that he wrote to actually, you know, testify on his behalf because, you know, they got the human interaction they were hoping for.
I want you to see who Jay just clicked on. You're not going to fucking believe this. Who gave her the idea that a webcam was a good idea?
Her husband.
I personally, I don't want her to play with herself. I don't even think about sex. I want her to put her clothes on.
I like how the dildo is like laying next to her, just like, come on, are we gonna do it or what?
I know, it's pointed up.
There's an emoji where the smiley face has its tongue licking up and down and up and down and up.
Oh, she's communicating. Can you type? Jay!
Don't be mean.
No!
Be nice.
Somebody just typed in, you are pretty, girl.
Be nice.
Oh, good.
What did you print, Jay?
She had guests disabled because
she got muted.
I have a feeling she's heard that before.
Look at the way she's sitting.
I know, she's just sitting there nude. What is she watching TV?
I'm going to donate to her so she invests in a better sound system.
is that the sound from her room?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So if she was watching TV, we'd hear whatever the
show
was.
So when she starts digging into her bag of potato chips, you're going to hear her.
Oh, thanks, Jay. All right, I'll put this shirt on.
Fortunately, I know she won't be there long because she's going to need something. She needs some fuel.
And then she's going to disappear. Be like, hey, where'd she go? Next thing you know, you just hear. She unloads in the
bathroom. She's got six viewers, and so some
and one
dudes,
of them's
some
us.
Dudes,
she has five other viewers besides us because this is a charity view.
She's got seven viewers now.
Go on, find somebody hot, Jay. Let's see what the difference is.
Find someone who doesn't have guests muted.
Gosh.
And be nice to them. They're hardworking women.
I don't think
women.
She's ready for a webcam. I mean,
you got to start small.
Drops 30, maybe.
Aww.
Maybe.
Hey, no body shaming.
Well, she's not just a little over. She's 10 pounds overweight. I'd say fine. I prefer women to be a little over than a little under. Skinny is not for me.
Did you see the kid that was fat shamed? By Santa?
Yes. The Bad Santa 2, as Brandon calls him. Yeah. Real life Brad's Bad Santa.
You told him to, lay off the hamburgers and french fries? What a dick.
Did you find him, Brandon?
No, I didn't.
Where is that guy?
I didn't find the name of the
North,
Santa.
North Carolina.
Yeah, he's in the North Pole.
Oh, I mean the North Pole.
Yeah.
What kind of an asshole Santa would do that?
What a jerk.
Well, too, if you're playing Santa, you're probably not terribly slim, right?
You shouldn't be.
Yeah, unless he had padding on. He had just asked for an iPod Touch. Ooh. Yeah, the Santa's not thin. There he is. He's kind of big, too. Wouldn't it be better if the kid, like, gave it back to him?
Speak for yourself.
Tubby.
How is that girl? I just want to know. How is she going to compete in this webcam world when there's all these super hot chicks on there? How many girls? How many people are watching this girl?
Isn't 9 too old to go see Santa?
1,343 people are watching this girl. That other girl's got 7. How old's the kid that was that got fat shamed? 9. Yeah, that's old. That's ridiculous.
He ripped up the picture that he took with Santa. He was so upset. Aw.
What a jerk.
Santa was right, but you don't want to hear that from Santa.
Hell no. But was seriously, 9 years old going to Santa?
I thought that was a little old.
I do recall, though, kids that wanted to go to Santa and play the whole Santa game because they thought it meant more gifts, even though they knew full well there was no Santa.
Oh, because of the parents?
Oh, if I act naive enough that, my parents will unload more gifts on me.
Somebody in my house found a gift from Santa and demanded to open it and was allowed to open it.
What?
Yeah, Charlotte found a gift from Santa. It said it's from Santa.
Wait, she can read Santa?
Well, she found a gift. I mean, it said I didn't wrap it, and it said Santa on it, so I can only assume it was from him.
Well, why would she be allowed to open it? It's December 7th.
Because Santa is just the biggest bribe game in the world, so she behaved for the whole day. Was allowed to open it.
What was the gift?
She loves sticker books, like puzzle stickers. You take the sticker and you match it in. And
so, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Oh, she's.
That's why I was late today. Actually, she wanted me to do all the Aladdin stickers with her because she knows I like Aladdin.
Oh, so the podcast waited while you did a few Aladdin
stickers. Well, I spent some quality time with my daughter.
Yeah, boy.
It was like 5 minutes late.
We have a Channel 4 carried a little story about the missing girl from Farmington Hills.
Yeah.
Which I think we're all kind of curious about. Well, more than a little curious.
Awful.
I mean, these cases just, they really suck.
Beautiful, beautiful girl, too.
You know, they all are. Mm-hmm. With all these creeps, of course, are looking for some. They've got some hideous ulterior motive. So, you do get a lot of cases like this.
It's funny. This seems so obvious, but I never really thought about it. I thought about it with Sherry Papini originally. She's really short. She's really small.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're easier to take.
Easier to take, yeah.
Some girl, unfortunately, is 5'5". If that's what happened, she's only 5'5".
There's something new on the Sherry Papini story that's kind of weird.
The classmate was also kidnapped.
Yeah, 16 years ago or 18 years ago. Somebody she knew that was in her class was kidnapped.
I was reading a story. That area in Northern California apparently has a lot of human trafficking, kidnapping. And,
oh, really?
And drug running because they can hide up in the mountains.
No shit.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, I couldn't tell now. As far as that case involving her classmate, were they suggesting something askew in her story because of that? Or are they just saying that that's a lead?
Oh,
or just a coincidence?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question, Drew.
Because it was the same place
that
her classmate was abducted. So I don't know. When I first read it.
So you think it's a hoax again?
Yeah, no, I'm not really rooting for it to be a hoax, but. When I first read this little headline part of the story, no, I know, I'm not really suspicious of her, but I just had a feeling that they were kind of suggesting that isn't this a strange coincidence, like she remembered the story from years ago and thought, that girl sure got a lot of attention, that would be nice.
Yeah, the other girl vanished in 1998. Both of them are blonde, both are on the side of the road jogging. Of course, that girl was 16, Papini's now 34.
Well, you'd think she'd be a little concerned about the area if she remembered that.
Yeah, but come on. Who expects to be kidnapped whilst jogging?
Let's see. Papini was for 22 days before she was discovered Thanksgiving. On the day of her abduction, she was jogging around 2 p.m. God, you would not expect to be abducted at 2 p.m. The case is so similar to her classmate Tara's disappearance. Papini's husband, Keith, even reached out to the family for advice. Family member came over the second or third day Sherry was missing. We didn't know him at all until this happened, but we knew Sherry through her friendship with our daughters. They came to ask our advice to tap in our expertise, experience. Oh, find out what we do differently. If we were happy with the way law enforcement had handled the case back then.
The family of this, the girl that disappeared, her classmate, they believe they know what happened.
She was killed, wasn't she?
Yeah. And they think they know who did it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, married father of two was having an affair with the teenager. She was allegedly trying to end it the night she vanished.
Oh, really? Wow.
The guy was never named a suspect, though, due to lack of evidence.
Did he die?
Or is he around? I think he's still around.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Why doesn't someone go after that case? People love those cold cases.
I don't know.
Okay, so here's the story today. What do we got, Jay?
On Reddit, there's somebody saying that he used to know her.
Oh, new Sherry Papini?
Yeah, so this could be bullshit, but who knows?
Oh, he used to know her in 2002. She had this heart condition that would often flare up and cause her extreme pain. Always seemed to happen when she wasn't getting enough attention. She was camping out with a bunch of our friends. Another girl got hypothermia from the ice-cold lake. While the group was taking the girl to the ER, Sherry's heart happened to flare up right then. It speaks greatly of her character and what kind of lies she's capable of brewing. Wow, that's just nasty shit.
So who knows if it's...
Anything else interesting on there?
There's miles of comments, so I'll have to look.
Take a look at that while we watch this, and you can listen along.
Police right now are getting a lot of tips coming in. They're getting leads. Nothing they can discuss with us because they don't... Right
family
now,
held a press conference. That's why
anyone
it's
who may have done
pretty big
something
news today.
Illegal or maybe holding Danielle. But today, and that includes... a search that happened Sunday and Monday turned up nothing at her apartment, and now her parents coming forward to bravely talk about what these last 5 days have been like.
There's no sleep. There's no eating.
Ann Stislicki and her husband Richard praying to find the one clue that may bring their daughter home after she went missing now 5 days ago.
Our concern is that Danielle is somewhere being held not by her choice, and wants to come home, and we want to bring her home.
Danielle Stislicki was last seen wearing a turquoise jacket, leaving MetLife in Southfield Friday around 5 p.m. She was on her way to meet a friend for dinner, but never showed up. Her parents say it wouldn't be unlike her to help someone out with a ride.
We're hoping that that isn't how it turned out this particular time, that her generosity and givingness wasn't her final undoing.
What police need right now, anyone who may have seen her leave MetLife on Telegraph or driving on 10 Mile Road in her mud-covered Jeep Renegade. They're also trying to find her keys, which had a unique yellow charm, and her cell phone, a Galaxy Prime, in a pink case. Family went to her place at Independence Green Apartments Saturday at 6 p.m. to find her Jeep locked with her purse inside. There were no signs of a struggle, and it was parked 8 feet from her door.
I plead as a family, as a mother, from the deepest of my heart.
Are they implying the car was returned later?
Well,
that she never made it home, but the car did?
This
with
is
the
what
purse
I,
locked
this is
inside
what I,
it?
I don't understand. Is so she left work.
Yeah.
I mean,
she drove west.
Commuted to work in her car.
She worked
home
in Southfield on Telegraph Road and drove home down Telegraph and west on 10 Mile to Farmington.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it sounded like there was, on the 4 o'clock story, that she had a friend staying in her apartment.
She was
waiting for her.
Yeah, she was supposed to meet somebody.
For dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the same friend, but they said Saturday the friend was still there. I don't know if they meant she was still waiting for her or what was going on. But now they show the car parked at the apartment complex she lives in.
Yeah.
And her purse is locked inside it.
Unless she was taken at the complex between the
eight feet
from her car being parked to the door, which is possible. You know, if the purse is left in the car. Or somebody was exiting the car. Or it's somebody that knew her, yeah. Because she's going to leave her purse in the car.
Well, I wouldn't think she would leave her purse in the car. If she was getting out of her car to go home, she would take her purse. Unless they did right as she ambushed her right as she's getting out of the car and just chucked her purse in there and locked the door. Let me just see what the mother, she's got anything more to say.
Help us bring Danielle home.
Independence Green Apartments, where Danielle lives, has put up a huge reward today, $50,000 for tips that will lead information that will help bring her home safe. There's also a GoFundMe account that's been set up that has raised $15,000 that would also go for a reward. And again, Farmington Hills Police saying, if you know anything, if any of this rings a bell, if any of those pictures ring a bell, call them immediately. We're in Farmington Hills. Jason Coulthorpe, Local 4.
Okay. Jay, what else on the Reddit? Anything about Sherry Papini?
A couple things. It's kind of long, but...
This whole thing is ridiculous. I went to CV with her also. Is that her high school?
Yeah.
All I remember about her, she was a goody-goody all the time. but she had to be the absolute center of attention all the time. She's extremely anorexic and bulimic, and she dated a friend of mine for a long time.
What does that have to do with it?
She was always a mess when she wasn't getting enough attention. Also, that whole thing about the story supposedly being written by someone else about her fighting Latinos, it does not even make sense. Why would anyone write that under her name? It was not something someone would write as a way to get out someone or try to start shit for someone. It was written in girly, sweet, attention-seeking type behavior, just like the Sherry that I knew in high school.
Oh, my God.
Also, this BS about she was emaciated when she was found, and her husband says she lost 20 pounds, and everyone's freaking out about the supposed 20 pounds. BS! Her missing poster said she was 100 pounds. So if she was taken to the hospital after being found was 87, that's not emaciated.
13 pounds.
Wow.
As well as the fact that she's always been that small. And honestly, she was a lot smaller in high school. Her ex went through hell with her because of her eating disorders. Someone please, please explain to me why the 2020 news keeps showing pictures of her freaking ocean and saying that is where she was kidnapped from jogging. Goes to the Emerald Triangle. Okay? Mountain Gate and Redding are not on the freaking ocean. They're a few hours off target there. I'm so damn confused by all this. I actually work with human trafficking victims now. It pisses me off that the whole world's freaking out over this, yet there are thousands of girls that go missing and are sold to sex trafficking every year, right here in the U.S.
Because she was found.
And they aren't even in the news. But attention seekers like Sherry and her husband are.
What is this axe this guy has to grind? What the fuck?
He's a professional wrestler. He just talks like that.
Brother. I knew Sherry, brother.
Let me tell you something about Sherry.
I really, really hope that they figure all this out and the truth comes out, whatever it is. Since they made this world news, hopefully they'll at least find the whole truth and put it to rest. There are really so many kids being sold. Trust me, I run a facility with 24 of them hiding for safety. So they are really out there that are truly missing. And no anonymous donors step forward to help find them.
Like, it's like this person's mad that, well, he thinks it's a hoax, but he seems like he's mad that she was alive. That she's alive. Or either that the hoax actually happened or that she was found alive. Like, it'd be better if she wasn't just, if she had this hoax just disappeared.
He calls it another Casey Anthony type story. By the way, I just watched. Remember the Bobbitt story that we
taped?
Oh,
take yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somehow, they did not run the Bobbitt story that day. So they ran the Casey Anthony story. I watched the whole thing.
How is it?
Unbelievable.
Anything new?
Not really, but just that case.
Zanny the nanny?
And her job at Universal.
I love that.
She actually takes the cops in the building. She's actually walking down the hallway, opening doors, going, oh, that's Dave's office. That's not my office. She thinks she's going to open a door to an empty room and go, yeah, here's my office. Yeah,
exactly.
See, assholes?
Wouldn't you love to know like what was going through her? I thought she seemed to be calm by all accounts, too, while she was taking them there.
She's a professional liar. Yeah. She's a total liar.
I could see her having one of them cams. Is that good?
Oh, Casey Anthony? Yeah. Okay.
Sherry went to Central Valley High School, class of 2001. The school was 97% white at the time. Not sure what Latino she had issues with. She's part of the volleyball, basketball, conflict management, red ribbon week, anti-drug group, and drama. She hung out in the virginal dorky crowd, but was popular. We were around town when she had a breast augmentation 2 weeks before going missing. Who jogs weeks after breast surgery?
Wait, what? She had breast augmentation
2 weeks before going missing.
Is that really?
That's okay. What this guy says.
That last line.
Because in the wedding picture, she looks like she had pretty big tubes, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And natural.
But who jogs weeks after breast surgery? Also, if she's a supermom, why were her kids in daycare?
Oh, my God, what a dick. Oh, that's funny.
People
are the worst.
Assholes.
Oh, yeah.
So this recount today, the appeals court said no recount. This Jill Stein has no case. She's not going to win, yeah. No matter what the recount says. So stop the recount. Well, they're still recounting.
Yeah,
recount goes on.
Yeah, was it the federal appeals court that said it, or was it the state? Because there was some argument between the state and the feds. And
I think it was the federal. I believe
the whole thing's a waste of money anyway.
I know, and it's going to cost the state a shit ton of money.
Yeah, $4 million.
Because the less votes you get, the less they charge you for each county to recount.
Yeah,
and I don't understand why these precincts that can't be recounted because the vote totals don't agree with the number of people that went to vote or something, so they say, well, that's just left out of the recount. We just fuck that.
Yeah, why? Just count it.
I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
If they're going to go through all this, you might as well audit it and make sure it's as up and up since everybody keeps talking about how every election's rigged.
Well, it sounds like it's so not up and up when they say that they can't even recount all these precincts.
Why can't they?
I don't know. They can't. I don't know why they say they can't. They reported a number.
Yeah. Waste of time and money.
I don't know. It's really just mindless. But it didn't seem like Trump was losing a bunch of votes in what little they had done. What are you laughing at, Jay?
I don't think anybody...
Another comment.
More Sherry Papini?
Yeah. People claiming they knew her.
Wow, she knew a lot of people.
Everyone knows her.
Yeah. And they all having to find the Reddit form.
All that attention seeking, my God, of course. Let's see. Why is he saying exactly? Is he responding to...
Yeah, he's responding to how the husband and the interview, blah, blah, blah. But basically, start from...
Okay. When I knew her, she talked about how easy it is to lose 12 to 15 pounds of glycogen weight in a five-day water diet. A five-day water fast. She's obsessed with her weight. She owned an elliptical machine when I knew her. She also talked about a time in her early 20s when she sold her eggs to a fertility clinic so she could get her first boob job and travel.
Well, good for her.
The woman is a mercenary and vain as hell.
Selling her eggs for tits.
So basically...
Selling her eggs for tits. That is pretty...
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's a bunch of Sherry Papinis on the planet now.
Yeah. Well, she's pretty lady.
What would she prefer than to repeat herself multiple times?
Of course. She's beautiful. She's kind of hot, right?
Yeah, she's
pretty. The tooth to gum ratio is a little off.
Yeah, if they could eliminate that gene, possibly.
Which they could.
Can they turn that one off
with
these eggs?
Splice.
They
Do you know they're actually fixing bad gum to tooth ratios now?
They should. There's
cosmetic surgeons that can work on that.
Good. How do you do that?
I don't know. I swear I was wondering. I meant to ask Roche. Roche lasered my face. He's got a new laser now.
What, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And, it's one of these things where they, when you get to be my age, and you start getting these discolorations just from age. Yeah, getting old sucks.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, basically, it makes your face uniform in color.
Oh.
And it stimulates collagen, which is why kids have puffy cheeks, because they have collagen constantly.
Oh, wow.
Pushing
I'm
going to
use that
out.
Excuse. So my face is so round. A lot of collagen.
So anyway, you'd like to have three laser treatments, and I looking at the pictures, I was blown away. It's really...
That's cool.
It's really something. I mean, these people... Most of the people that go in for this sort of thing have sun damage. They sit in the sun too much. They probably have boats, and they just, get that, not the leathery look, but just a lot of, if you're in the sun a lot.
Like Tan Mom.
Yeah, Tan Mom is a perfect example.
Human, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She's on Stern Show all the time now.
She's a piece of work, man.
Oh, my God, is she a piece of work. She sounds drunk all the time to me.
Isn't she an alcoholic? Wasn't that part of the thing? Isn't that why it came out originally?
I've forgotten. I'm so distracted by all the crap on Stern Show that's going on with her. But, so anyway, you'll see the before picture of this royally sun-damaged face. And the after picture, it's like, are you kidding?
Huh.
It's really amazing. And
is this another Papini conspiracy?
No, this is how you fix a gummy smile.
Oh, how?
Oh.
It's a lot of blab, but basically...
Add teeth.
But then the teeth are going to be gigantic, aren't they?
Well, here's before and after.
So. Oh, my God. That's a huge difference.
So it just looks like they bring...
She got new teeth.
They bring the upper lip down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's another one. I swear, talking to Greg Roche, anybody does cosmetic surgery, you find out about the most freaky, weird things that people can't stand about themselves.
See, that poor girl there just didn't have a top lip. It was just so small.
Yeah,
and then
that's true.
Gave her a top lip, and everything looks great.
Yeah, she looks a lot better, no doubt. Anyway.
Oh, that before, yikes.
The last one. Greg was telling me there are people that come in there, and they think that they don't like the distance between their nose and their top lip.
Oh,
and
God.
So they want to shorten. They think it's too long. Like, there's too much distance between the end of my nose, like where your nose ends on your face, and where your upper lip starts. And so they want him to remove skin.
Really?
Yes.
My mustache is just too large.
And really? Who looks that hard at their face?
Vain.
Yeah. Well, he's just saying how, some people are constantly looking at other people's faces and their own and going, well, why is the distance so large there? I don't understand it. That's what's wrong with my face. I got to get it fixed.
They just want to be able to touch their tongue to their nose.
I don't know. Parlor trick. I just think there's certain people who are constantly getting stuff done. They just can't ever find satisfaction in the way they look.
Wow. And they're going to look like that cat lady. You know, that socialite in New York.
Yeah. Well, that's how she wanted to look.
Yeah. Good.
Right? Isn't that true?
Good for her.
Yeah, I know, I know.
It's just like a cat, honey.
Yeah, she's horrible. All right. We'll wrap up part one. Thanks to Mr. Skin again. MrSkin.com. If you want to look at the top 10 nudes from 2016 and all the other great stuff on the site. And we'll be back with part two coming up.